Now, in this great prayer here, I consider it a threefold prayer. Some a twofold prayer, but that's beside the point, because the important thing is here that he says, first of all, that the God, this is verse 17 now, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, the thing that I'd call attention to here is that this man not only had a motive in prayer, which was good news, but he's not praying for material things, but he's praying here for spiritual blessings. And these spiritual blessings are very important. And the fact of the matter is, they're all important. Now, Paul, having revealed here that the church is the body of Christ, and that God the Father planned it, God the Son paid for it, God the Holy Spirit protects it, he recognized that these folk here wouldn't be able to understand that unless the Spirit of God was there to be the teacher and there to open up the Word of God. And only the Spirit of God can do that. Dr. Ironside tells the story of when he apparently lived here in Southern California as a young man, and he wanted to go out and to preach the Word, and he was doing that. And so there was a wonderful man of God that had come over from North Ireland to Southern California because of what they would call in that day galloping consumption. But he came out to this area apparently too late, and you wouldn't want to come today with all the smog, but nevertheless, in that day it was different. And he stayed in a little tent out back of the home of Dr. Ironside's parents. And this man was a great man of God, and one who had been used of God in teaching the Word. And Dr. Ironside went out and would sit with him, and he would open up the Scripture in such a way that Dr. Ironside said he'd never heard of anything like that before. So one day he asked him, he said, "Where did you learn that?" This man said, "Well, I didn't get them by going to seminary, because I never went to seminary, and I never got them by going to college, and I never got them by actually being taught by someone. But," he says, "I learned these things on my knees, on the mud floor of a little sod cottage in the north of Ireland. There with my open Bible before me, I used to kneel for hours at a time and ask the Spirit of God to reveal Christ to my soul and open the Word to my heart. And he taught me more on my knees on that mud floor than I ever could have learned in all the seminaries or colleges in the world." And I happen to know, having known Dr. Ironside, that he practiced that in his ministry. I remember when he was teaching us the Song of Solomon, he said he never was satisfied with what he found in the commentaries, and he just got down on his knees and asked God to reveal to him the message of that book. And he has a book on it, and I will present the Song of Solomon when we get to it. And I'm going to give you, very frankly, his interpretation of it, because it's the only one that's ever satisfied my own heart. And what a wonderful, glorious thing it is to have the Spirit of God to be the one to be our teacher, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And how will that take place? Well, it'll take place by the Spirit of God being our teacher. And oh, that you and I might learn that the Spirit of God is the only one that can open our eyes